This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Seeing as it's Friday, it's time once again for our weekly wrap of what's been happening on Wall Street and elsewhere. Joining me today is Cardiff Garcia of FT Alphaville. Hey, Cardiff.
Hey, David.
And our own Lizzie O'Leary, who's recently been named host of our new show, Marketplace Weekend, which will launch next month. Hi, Lizzie.
Hi, David.
I wanted to start by talking about a little bit about Beats. And Cardiff, let me go to you first. What do you make of this? What do you make of the reports that Apple's pursuing this?
Well, in addition to the reasons given for the purchase in Stacey's story just now, I'm most intrigued by the idea that Apple might be trying to give its own brand a little bit of a bump amongst young people. People forget that there's this whole generation of young adults that don't quite remember, because they weren't old enough, the miraculous leap in progress that an iPod represented on the old clunky MP3 players.
It was big, yeah.
And then an iPhone represented on the old kind of crappy cell phones that we all used to carry around. And so I think this idea that there's these young people that kind of take Apple products for granted in a sense, and they're willing to try other products if Apple doesn't keep up. And so maybe they're, you know, one of the reasons they're buying Beats is that they want to make sure that amongst young people they stay cool, they stay hip.
I'll say for the record that I'm not wearing them. Go ahead, listen.
Well, I mean, that's one of the questions, right? When you actually talk to audio experts, like, these headphones are not that great. But they come with some cachet, and they do come with cachet among a demographic that Apple is trying to hit, as Cardiff said, and a little bit of a ready-made customer base already there. And Apple is nothing if not a forward-thinking company. I mean, that's what they try to do, is identify new market share in terms of where they need to grow. And that is certainly a place, a demographic, where I think they would like to find a little expansion, at least in that part of their business.
All right, we'll see what happens. Lizzie, I wanted to ask you about something that's happened here in Washington. Janet Yellen, the Fed chair, has been on the Hill testifying before lawmakers, and something she kept sort of hammering home was about housing.
Yeah, she sees some pretty dark notes on housing, actually two places, on housing and on long-term unemployment. And at least my take on Janet Yellen is, you know, from a monetary policy standpoint, she's not far from Ben Bernanke at all. And that, I think, she's tried to telegraph. But from a communication standpoint, she's sort of somewhere between Ben Bernanke, who would often say, listen, like, this is up to you guys, Congress. This is your deal. You handle fiscal policy. And Alan Greenspan, who was basically like, everything is mine. I will wade into all areas of policy. I think she's inserting herself somewhere in the middle. And the places that she's inserting herself are both very consumer-facing. And that's different from the Fed that we've seen in the past.
Cardiff, she was giving us her sense of the economy, and something she brought up was the role of geopolitics and all of that. There's been a lot of talk, obviously, of sanctions about Russia and Ukraine. You know, how big a deal is that? What kind of effect is that having on the economy writ large?
Look, truth be told, I think the Ukraine-Russia situation specifically isn't that big a deal yet. All right. I mean, that could always change. I think she wants to stay a little bit more aggressive than the sort of center of gravity on the FOMC, and even more aggressive than Ben Bernanke was when she took over. This is one of the reasons she can give for why it's important to keep pressing, to keep focusing on unemployment. And also on, as Lizzie said, the housing market. You know, about the housing market, she specifically said the phrase household formation growth. It's been hugely disappointing. All that really means, by the way, is young people, or people of any age, really, just forming a new household and getting an apartment or getting a new house. And that progress has been a lot slower than most observers expected. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Mortgages have been tough to come by. Income has been weak. Wage growth has been very low. But the point is that until that happens, it's unlikely we're going to see a lot of construction activity, a lot of progress in housing. And that's really crucial historically. That's been crucial for recoveries, for expansions. And that's part of the reason why this one hasn't accelerated quite as much as we'd hoped.
They did try to pin her down, just to jump in, on the Fed's policy options. And, you know, one thing that she did sort of admit is that there aren't that many. They've tried a lot. You know, they're still kind of boxed in.
Yeah. Although she is trying to slow down as much as other people would like.
All right. Cardiff Garcia there of FT Alphaville. Lizzie O'Leary, Marketplace's Lizzie O'Leary. Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.